heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
Fools are kind of blind. Thought everything was going all right, but I was running out of time. 'Cause you had one foot out the door, I swear I didn't see. But if you're really going away, here's some final words from me. I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down. Take my words and read them every day. Keep them close by, don't you let them fade away. So you'll remember what I forgot to say. Write this down. Swear under oath, 'cause every single word is true, and I think you need to know. So use it as a bookmark, stick it on your refrigerator door, hang it in a picture frame up above the mantle where you'll see it for sure. Baby, write this down. Take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down. Take my words and read them every day. Keep them close by, don't you let them fade away. So you'll remember what I forgot to say. Write this down. I can find a stone. Folks will be reading these words long after we're gone. Baby, write this down. Take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down. Baby, write this down.
Central Wisconsin's Country Legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
Been going round and round all day, baling some hay and stacking it all up. Can't wait for the sun to go down, roll into town. Shine the old truck up, swing by the quick stop, grab a little shiner box, then ease on out your way to your place around 8 o'clock. Well, I'm just ready to ride this Chevy, ride this Chevy down the seat back. Man, I swear there ain't nothing looks better than that. Sweet tan little thing with nothing to do. I wanna take a little ride with you. corn grow. Baby, that's a good night. Anyone from the heartland is gonna understand what I'm talking about right now. Ain't no doubt we got a game plan. Life just ready to ride this Chevy, ride this Chevy down a little back road. Find your pretty little cell phone over, get a little closer, turn up the radio, put your pretty pink toes on the dash, lean the seat back. Man, I swear there ain't nothing looks better than that sweet tan little thing with nothing to do. I wanna take a little ride with you. Well, I'm just ready to ride this Chevy, ride this Chevy down a little back road. Find your burning little cell phone.
Sitting there selling turnips on a flatbed truck, crunching on a pork rind when she pulled up. She had to be thinking this is where rednecks come from. She had Hollywood written on her license plate. She was lost and looking for the interstate, needing directions, and I was a man for the job. Light. There's a little country store with an old Coke sign. You gotta stop and ask Miss Bell for some of her sweet tea. Then a left will take you to the interstate, but a right will bring you right back here to me. I was sitting there thinking about her pretty face, kicking myself for not catching her name. I threw my hat and thought, you fool, you could have been love. I knew my old Ford couldn't run her down. She probably didn't like me anyhow. So I watched her disappear into a cloud of dust. A caution light. There's a little country store with an old Coke sign. You gotta stop in and ask Miss Bell for some of her sweet tea. Then a left will take you to the interstate, but a right will bring you right back here to me. This is Georgia heat playing tricks on me, or am I seeing what I think I see? The woman of my dreams coming back to me. Grains.
I didn't know if we were over or just on the rise. Was me thinking I could save us just a mirage. I was burning up a highway that kept getting longer with every turn of these tires. She just kept getting goner, and the sky was showing no signs of rain. Ain't nothing to lay in that plane. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 7:47, somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone, guess I got to Tucson too late. I wonder if she sat there stirring vodka with a straw. Was she counting down the seconds, or maybe having second thoughts? And was moving all made up in her mind? Would she have changed it if she knew that I was racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet? And it's 7:47, somewhere between here and heaven. Heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to Tucson too late. Ooh. Now she's on some silver wings flying, and me, I'm on the bad side of good time. Yeah. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. It's 7:47, somewhere between here and heaven. Heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I waited too long, like a sad country song. Damn, I got to Tucson too late.
Keeping it country in the heart of Wisconsin. Country Legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
Don't need no copy of Vogue magazine. Don't need to dress like no beauty queen. High heels or sneakers, you don't give a damn. My baby loves me just the way that I am. My baby loves me just the way that I am. He never tells me I'm not good enough, just gives me unconditional love. He loves me tender, he loves me mad, he loves me silly and he loves me sad. He thinks I'm pretty, he thinks I'm smart. He likes my nerve and he loves my heart. He's always saying he's my biggest fan. My baby loves me just the way that I am. My baby loves me just the way that I am.
all the boats I missed, all the hell I've caused, all the lips I've kissed, all the love I've lost. I got kicked around, I've been black and blue, on my way to you. All the stars I've seen, all the songs I've sung, all the beers I've drank, all the damage done. I was just passing time, kinda just passing through, on my way to you. Every curve, every ditch, every turn, every bridge I left behind me up in smoke. Every fork in the road, it was all worth a while when I finally saw you smile. Every highway, every heartbreak, every mountain, every mile. I got the radio up, sun is going down, I'll take a left at the bank, I'll head straight through town. So baby, put on that dress, a little sweet perfume, 'cause I'm on my way. I've missed all the hell I've caused, all the lips I've kissed, all the love I've lost. I thank God for that, I guess he always knew I was on my way to you.
My girlfriends, margaritas at the Holiday Inn. Oh, have mercy, my only thought was tequila makes her clothes fall off. I told her put an extra layer on, I know what happens when she drinks Patron. Closet's missing half the things she bought. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. She'll start by kicking out of her shoes, lose an earring in her drink, leave her jacket in the bathroom stall, drop a contact down the sink. Them pantyhose ain't gonna last too long if the DJ puts Bon Jovi on. She might come home in a tablecloth. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. Whoa! champagne brunch, a bridal shower with Bacardi punch, Jell-O shooters full of Smirnoff, but tequila makes her clothes fall off. She'll start by kicking out of her shoes, losing earring in her drink, leave her jacket in the bathroom stall, drop a contact down the sink. She don't mean nothing, she's just having fun. Tomorrow she'll say, oh, what have I done? Friends will joke about the stuff she lost. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. Oh, tequila makes her clothes fall off. Oh, tequila makes her clothes fall off.
Song. Yeah, it's the song.
Country Pride, Central Wisconsin-wide. Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM.
Bonnie and Clyde, rolling 95, burning down 129, yeah. Looking for the law while I push my luck. You shoot a loud shotgun like it ain't no thing. Turn the radio off so the girl can sing right. Pull them to the party like y'all was some. Tonight is bottoms up. Throw it on down, rock this quiet little country town, get up. Drop the tailgate on your truck. Find a keg and fill your cup. Oh, kick it on back. Pretty little mama looking at you like that. Make you wanna slide on in like girl herself. It's not as bottoms up. Give them up. Tonight is bottoms up. Get them up. Damn. Girl, I gotta tip my hat. Never thought a country song make you move like that, yeah. And she's doing any Daisy Dukes, girl. She got you tapping on the boy show. Hey, dog, check this out. Man, it's how them girls do it in the dirty side, yeah. She'll have you on the knee, can I marry you? And tonight is bottoms up. Throw it on down, rock this quiet little country town to get up. Drop a tailgate on your truck. Find a keg and fill your cup. Oh, kick it on back. Pretty little mama looking at you like that. Make you wanna slide on in like, girl, what's up? Tonight is bottoms up. Get them up. Tonight is bottoms up. Oh, y'all get your drinks up high. Everybody feeling alright. Damn right. Cause tonight is bottoms up. Throw it on down. Rock this quiet little country town to get up. Drop a tailgate on your truck. Find a keg and fill your cup. Oh, kick it on back. Pretty little mama looking at you like that. Make you wanna slide on in like a whistle.
Up again this morning, and when you know it, pouring rain. I went and burned a pot of coffee, and like us, I poured it down the drain. Cause I didn't know I needed you so, and letting you go. I know I said I wouldn't miss you, but now I'm saying I'm a fool. You're on the feel-good side of leaving, and I'm the backside of a mule. And I didn't know I needed you so, and letting you go was wrong. And baby, I know you got your radio on, so this is my so sad comeback song. Laying down without you in this king-size empty bed, and I wish I had my arms around you, but I'll just dream of you instead. 'Cause I didn't know I needed you so, and letting you go.
Veteran, did you serve in a war, campaign, or expedition on foreign soil or water? Were you on active duty in the National Guard or a reserve force? If this is you, Wisconsin Rapids Buckley Baldwin Veterans of Foreign Wars Post 2534 would like to meet you and honor you. They meet every month on the third Thursday at 6 p.m. for fellowship at the Donald J. Knuth Memorial Hall, 2711 Redden Road. If you have any questions, please call 715-600-0401. You can join as a member of the Veterans Service Organization that does so much to secure the benefits and recognition for veterans and their families, and supports the communities we call home. Join the VFW today, and thank you for your service.
CBS News Brief. More weapons could be soon coming to Ukraine now that the House has passed a wartime aid package. The BBC's James Waterhouse.
At the moment, when you're near the front line, you hear the rumbling of artillery. It's mostly coming from Russian forces.
Opening statements will start tomorrow morning in former President Trump's hush money trial. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
It sets the scene for the trial. It sets the tone. It lets the jurors know where you're going to go.
An 8-year-old girl and her 5-year-old brother were killed when a car plowed through a boat club in Newport, Michigan. Monroe County Sheriff Troy Goodenough says a lot of people were injured as well.
First aid was provided to approximately 15 victims. 9 of those victims were transported by ambulance and or medical helicopter to local hospitals with serious life-threatening injuries.
The driver was a 66-year-old woman. Police say she was intoxicated. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. After the Georgia legislature passed its omnibus voter suppression bill, SB 202, in 2021, a firestorm of criticism erupted, including the moving of that year's Major League Baseball All-Star Game out of the state. April 15th, a trial began in federal court to throw out a small part of that law, one of eight active lawsuits. The bill came on the heels of GOP losses for both U.S. Senate seats and debunked accusations by former President Donald Trump of widespread voter fraud. Among the provisions of the SB 202 Georgia Election Integrity Act were a ban on providing food and drink to waiting voters, restrictions on groups from distributing absentee ballot applications, limits on the number and location of drop boxes, more layers of ID requirements for mail-in ballots, allowing a voter to more easily challenge the eligibility of other voters, and changing rules on mail ballot processing, among many other restrictions. The trial, which began April 15th, challenges just the law's restrictions on distribution of vote-by-mail applications. The law established hefty penalties for workers from community groups, churches, and other pro-voter groups from reaching elderly, disabled, students, economically disadvantaged, and others who may not vote otherwise. Those groups argue the law violates the First and 14th Amendments. Find more on the lawsuits at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
James here, host of the new Sunrise Show on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. We're on the air live every weekday from 7 to 8 a.m. to start your day right with...
More Garth. More Reba.
Winona.
Yeah, but also the National Day of Calendar.
Brooks and Dunn.
Country news.
Brooks and Dunn.
This day in country history and your requests, plus the country legends.
More Garth. More Reba.
That you know and love. It's coffee, conversation, and country. Every weekday from 7 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI, WisCountry.
Winona.
This is InfoTrack, the weekly show with information you should know. Here's what's happening on this week's show.
How much do you know about the Fifth Amendment? Some top scholars consider it one of our most important rights. How can you avoid being wrongfully convicted of a crime?
The Fifth Amendment is not just for the guilty. It was intentionally written for the protection of the innocent. And it's no less valuable to the innocent, who have just as many rights to assert the privilege as the guilty do.
Then, an expert says many Gen X women these days are facing a midlife crisis with money worries, job concerns, and just feeling overwhelmed, all part of the equation.
The reality we saw in our lives was quite rough. 40% of us were children of divorce. A lot of times we didn't have the money for college. The combination of reach for the stars and you're on your own, it's really setting people up for failure.
Those two stories and more are ahead on this week's show. InfoTrack begins right after this.
At Wendy's have a revolutionary new product for you. Introducing the new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. It's like a time machine that takes you all the way back to now, the year 2024. It's the classic, creamy, orangey flavor you remember. Dare I say, it's new timey. It's the flavor you grew up with, just all grown up. Head over to your local Wendy's establishment and get yours while supplies last. The new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. Here for the now, for now.
Limited time only at participating Wendy's.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la, it's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
InfoTrack, the weekly show with information you should know. Here's your host, Chris Whitting.
When it comes to protection from wrongful conviction, the Fifth Amendment is essential, according to our next guest. And what should you do if law enforcement officers start asking you questions? InfoTrack's Roy Mackey is here with the story. Roy?
Thank you, Chris. We're talking with James Duane. He's a professor at Regent Law School in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Millions of people are familiar with him because of one of his lectures posted on YouTube several years ago called Don't Talk to the Police. He's now the author of You Have the Right to Remain Innocent. We'll assume that at least some people in our audience haven't seen your YouTube lecture, so let's just start with a quick summary of why you advise people not to speak to the police.
Well, the problem is that it's difficult to give a quick summary because, honestly, there are so many different ways in which an encounter with the police can go very, very badly for you, even if you are innocent. The first chapter of the book gives at least a dozen different reasons why even innocent people can later regret a voluntary meeting with the police is the biggest mistake of their life. Most of them don't, but many of them do, and some of them do it from inside a jail cell, falsely convicted of a crime they didn't commit, and many of them because of a conviction that never even would have resulted if they had kept their mouth shut.
Most people think if I'm truly innocent and just simply tell the truth, that's got to be helpful to me, but you don't necessarily agree.
Oh, absolutely not. And by the way, I'm not the only one. The subtitle of the book is What Police Officers Tell Their Own Children About the Fifth Amendment. I've lectured around the country about this subject to literally thousands of college students and law students for the past 8 years. And almost everywhere I go, I ask them, hey, is there anybody here who's got a parent who's a police officer or a prosecutor? And there's usually one or two. And I ask them, I say, well, what do they tell you about the Fifth Amendment? And every single one, everyone, 100% without exception, says they told me the same thing. When I was a young kid, they told me don't ever, ever talk to the police. If you ever have a police officer ask you to answer a couple of questions, you tell them no and you call me right away. Day in and day out, police officers get people to make damaging admissions. Not necessarily an outright confession, but just confirming, well, okay, yeah, I was there. I saw the whole thing. I wasn't involved, but I saw the whole thing. And yes, the guy who did have the gun, he was a friend of mine. And yes, it's true, the guy that was shot, turns out he is a member of a rival gang, but I had nothing to do with any of this. Technically, that's not an admission that you were involved in the crime, but guess what? You put yourself at the scene, you gave the police proof that you had the motive and the opportunity to commit the crime. From this point, it's going to be a downhill slide to a conviction and maybe a life in prison for a crime you didn't commit. Very possibly a crime you couldn't have been convicted of if you had kept your mouth shut. But way too many people who ought to know better makes the same fallacious assumption that, oh, if I'm innocent, I've got nothing to hide, so therefore I should talk to the police, because if I don't, that'll make me look guilty, because only guilty people have any reason to remain silent. And that's the mindset that persuades many innocent suspects who ought to know better to go ahead and talk to the police because they're afraid of how it will make them look. And this mindset is even more nefarious in the jury room, because the juries, too, are likely to think of themselves, oh, my goodness, this guy, he's probably guilty of something if he wouldn't talk to the police. The Fifth Amendment is not just for the guilty. It was intentionally written for the protection of the innocent. And it's no less valuable to the innocent, who have just as many rights to assert the privilege as the guilty do. But it has become, as I say in the book, the constitutional privilege that dare not speak its name, because you can no longer tell the police, oh, I don't want to talk to you because I want to assert my Fifth Amendment privilege. There's too many ways that can go badly for you as well. What you need to do instead is assert your Sixth Amendment right to an attorney. Tell the police you'll talk to them, sure, but not until they get a lawyer for you. And then when there's a lawyer there, then you'll talk to them.
When you say don't talk to the police, does that apply to basically every circumstance? Let's say, for example, that I witness a robbery. Do you think I need an attorney before telling the police what I saw?
You've got to be very cautious, I'm sad to say, even in that situation as well. A good friend of mine was the first one to discover the murdered body of an individual with whom he was related. It was a relative of his, and he contacted the police, and they took him into custody, and there was no evidence, absolutely none, that he was involved in the killing or that he had any motive to commit this murder against his own nephew. But the police had no other suspects, and the natural inclination of far too many police officers is to think to themselves, well, before we let this guy go, let's interrogate him for 4, 5, 6 hours if he'll let us, and see if we can maybe trip him up into giving us a damaging admission. It's also reflective of the natural, powerful human desire we all have for closure. We want to believe that we can find the guy who did this. And if we've only got one potential suspect, darn if he isn't starting to look more and more guilty the more we look at the guy.
Our guest on InfoTrack is Professor James Duane from Regent Law School in Virginia Beach, Virginia. He's the author of the book, You Have the Right to Remain Innocent. Now, maybe it's your criminal defense attorney past, but I'm going to ask, I think many people would say you have a very deep mistrust of law enforcement officers. Is that fair or unfair?
It's close to fair. I wouldn't put it quite that way. I wouldn't say that I have a deep mistrust of law enforcement officers per se, as if it were somehow indicative of any kind of a personal animosity on my part. I want to believe the best of everyone, and I'm a great admirer of police officers and the extraordinarily valiant and courageous ways in which they risk their very lives for our protection. And I say that in the book, too. It's nothing personal. They're just doing their job. The only problem I have with the police is that they're only human, and they're working within the constraints of an extraordinarily imperfect legal system that they did not build, they did not design. And the system is being run and populated by nitwits and incompetents in the prosecutor's office and in the jury room, who sometimes are doing a great job, but you have no way that you can presume that your case is going to fall into the hands of the world's finest and most sophisticated prosecutors or jurors. And these people sometimes make the most egregious mistakes. And the more information you give to the police, the more likely it is that you'll end up getting convicted for something you didn't do. So no, I wouldn't say that I'm deeply suspicious of police officers, but I am deeply suspicious in 100 different ways of an extraordinarily imperfect criminal justice system.
One of the things you also write about is when you are in a few limited cases answering questions from a police officer, you should only answer in the present tense and not in the past tense. Explain that.
Sure. There's one important exception to all of this, because it would be ridiculous to tell everybody, don't ever talk to the police, don't ever say a word. There's one important exception on those rare occasions when you find yourself suddenly in the presence of a police officer who finds you doing something that obviously calls out for explanation. He finds you, for example, crawling into your own house through a window that you just broke in the dark in the back of the house. Don't be a jerk. Don't say to the officer, no, I will not tell you whether I live here. Are you profiling me because of my race? Don't be an idiot. The police officer is only being perfectly reasonable. He's only doing his job. For goodness sake, wouldn't you want him to ask the same questions of anybody else that he found climbing into your house at night while your wife and kids are sleeping in there? Of course you would. Here's my name. Here's my identification. And here is why I am climbing in through the window, because this is my house. But all you will tell him under those circumstances are two things: who you are and why you are doing what you are doing right then and there. And we're only talking about explaining things that the police officer just saw with his own eyes. You will not answer questions, even then, about the past tense. If he tries to strike up a little conversation about how long you've been here, and what time did you get here, and where were you an hour ago, and who were you with, and what were you doing, the answer to that is I will not tell that kind of information to the police or anybody else who works for any government agency. And to those of your listeners who think I sound like an extremist or paranoid or unpatriotic, let me be the first to confess from the bottom of my heart, I wish this weren't the advice I had to give the whole world. I wish this weren't the advice I've got to give my students and my own children. And that, by the way, criminal defense lawyers are giving all their clients and police officers are giving their own children.
I would presume that if everyone took your advice, there certainly would be fewer innocent people wrongfully convicted. But would it reduce the number of crimes overall solved?
Well, yes, of course. If by solved you mean successfully closed because we were able to pin it on somebody, yeah, I'll guarantee you that's going to happen. That's the reason for the book. Right now we're convicting way too many innocent people. The more important part of your question is whether this information, if it's widely enough disseminated, will actually make it more difficult for the police to convict guilty people as well. I'm not that worried about that. I really am not, for a whole host of reasons. Number one, I don't think in most criminal prosecutions, serious criminal prosecutions of seriously guilty people convicted of terrible crimes, the confession that they obtain from the guy is not usually the critical linchpin of the case. You know, Tim McVeigh committed the worst crime at the time in American history. He never gave the police any information. He didn't talk. He didn't confess. But they were able to put together a case against him just fine. Lots and lots of guilty people are convicted all the time. The ones who are talking, well, it's easier to convict them. The ones who don't talk, more often than not, we can find a way to prove that they were the ones who did it and to convict them as well.
James Duane, professor at Regent Law School in Virginia Beach, Virginia, the author of You Have the Right to Remain Innocent. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you.
And for InfoTrack, I'm Roy Mackey.
Next, Gen X women are facing a midlife crisis. That story, coming up.
Stick around, there's more InfoTrack straight ahead.
Free! Who doesn't love free? With MyLowe's Rewards, you get the member-only treatment that's actually worth it. Enjoy free member gifts you'll love. And once you reach Silver Key status, you can get free standard shipping. Because Lowe's knows nothing feels better than free. Learn more about our new loyalty program at Lowe's.com/MyLowe's Rewards today. Program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Member gifts may be subject to additional terms and restrictions. See Lowe's.com/shipping terms for details. Subject to change.
Hey, pet parents. With Progressive's collision coverage, you get extra protection for your cat or dog, because there's nothing worse than seeing your pet hurt. Like when you see their face after accidentally stepping on their tail, and you say, "I'm so sorry, Mr. Pickles." But as you kiss his nose and rub his little belly welly, you know Mr. Pickles is thinking, "You betrayed me." Anywho, Progressive pays up to $1,000 in vet bills if your pet is injured in an auto accident. Learn more at Progressive.com and watch where you step. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Collision coverage subject to policy terms. Not available in all states.
The good folks at Wendy's have a revolutionary new product for you. Introducing the new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. It's like a time machine that takes you all the way back to now, the year 2024. It's the classic, creamy, orangey flavor you remember. Dare I say, it's new timey. It's the flavor you grew up with, just all grown up. Head over to your local Wendy's establishment and get yours while supplies last. The new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. Here for the now, for now.
Limited time only at participating Wendy's.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
You're listening to InfoTrack, a production of Syndication Networks. To learn more about our guests or listen to past shows, visit InfoTrack online at InfoTrackRadio.com. Once again, here's Chris Whitting.
Among so-called Generation X women, those in their 40s and 50s, there's a new midlife crisis that's causing worries and sleepless nights. Here with the details, InfoTrack's Gina Tedesco. Gina?
Thanks, Chris. Many Americans have trouble falling asleep or staying asleep, but for Generation X women, the problem is unique and not widely understood. Joining us now is Ada Calhoun, award-winning journalist and author of Why We Can't Sleep, Women's New Midlife Crisis. She explains the root causes and offers solutions. Ms. Calhoun, before we get to the solutions, you say the problem is expectations and cultural challenges. But wouldn't it be fair to say that Generation Men also face these difficulties to some degree?
Yes, actually, it's very funny. I've been hearing from a lot of men this week that they relate to pretty much everything in the book except for the menopause chapter.
I can understand that. Now, your book does list several other challenges, though, that produce worries and sleeplessness. Let's take those one at a time. First, you say many American Gen X women were raised as latchkey kids in a bleak economy among a boom in divorce, crime, and abuse. So what effect does this have?
Well, it's funny because we were raised in a rough time while being told that we should reach for the stars, that, you know, girls can be anything, even president, and don't be a nurse, be a doctor. And we were given all these messages about what we should try to achieve. We should have it all. We should do it all. But the reality we saw in our lives was quite rough. 40% of us were children of divorce. A lot of times we didn't have the money for college. And, you know, the combination of reach for the stars and you're on your own, it's really setting people up for failure.
And is that the effect of the message of have it all, kids and a career?
I think that a lot of women that I interviewed, and I talked to a couple hundred for this book, a lot of them felt real shame if they had only achieved a few things in their lives. Some of them said, you know, what did I do wrong? I only had this career. What did I do wrong? I only had these kids. I think there's just this real internalized shame around not having it all, not doing it all. Nothing ever seems like enough for women of our generation.
And this does raise the broader question of whether feminism has let women down. Your views?
I don't think it's feminism. I think it's the world. I think, you know, it's great to be told, do it all, have it all, if the world is going to adjust to make that possible. But when the world doesn't make any changes, when men don't stay home in the same proportion, for example, that women go into the workplace, why do you blame women for having screwed up? Why do you blame this message? Why not blame the fact that actually nobody's making life easier for these women?
And there were many practical concerns. For example, in 2008, we had that great recession. So Gen Xers graduated into a weak economy. Now, what effect did this have on women's psyche?
Well, it's so funny because as I was doing this research, I was so shocked by just how bad the luck that Generation X was. I mean, it was relentless, right? So you're right. We graduated, a lot of us, into weak job markets. And then, you know, some of us entered the workforce in the early 90s recession. And then we had the jobless recovery, you'll recall. And then, you know, younger ones might have gotten into the kind of good period of the late 90s. But then, of course, we had the dot-com bubble burst and then the 2001 recession and on. And the housing crisis hit us harder than any other generation. And we have more debt now than any other generation. I think women think it's their fault. I think that women have been working hard for a long time and things aren't getting better. And why aren't they? I hope that these numbers will help women see that it's not that they screwed up necessarily.
We're visiting with Ada Calhoun, award-winning journalist and author of Why We Can't Sleep, Women's New Midlife Crisis. As to your solutions, you talk about Gen X women reframing their lives. Tell us what this means.
Well, I think it's really necessary to look at what we have and not what we don't have, to look at how much we've been able to accomplish with very, very little help as a generation. I think it's important to get around other women, to get a real reality check, and not online, but actually face to face, where you can have real conversations about what people are really going through. And I think we need a lot more support. I think we need more support from partners, from employers, from society, so that if we're going to try to pull off all the things we're trying to pull off at work and at home and as far as caregiving,